The historically high water levels on the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence River this year are having an impact on the shipping industry. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the record rainfall is presenting ships and their captains on the St. Lawrence Seaway with both challenges and opportunity.
Bruce Burrows, president of the Binational Chamber of Marine Commerce, says $50 million in economic activity is generated each day on the St. Lawrence Seaway. That's been disrupted this year thanks to the record sustained outflows of water passing from Lake Ontario to the St. Lawrence River.
Well, it's certainly an unusual year. The output is equivalent to about 4 Olympic swimming pools per second of water now flowing.
The draining of Lake Ontario is meant to provide some relief to shoreline communities experiencing flooding. It's doing the opposite for captains, who are now dealing with strong currents and speed restrictions. Burrow says that has slowed down cargo deliveries along the St. Lawrence River and Seaway, but it has not stopped shipping like it did in 1993, when water levels were also very high. Burrows credits that to advancements in technology and other innovations.
We have ships which are much more sophisticated and able to manage these sorts of conditions. The safety systems and the navigation systems are all much improved.
Elsewhere in the Great Lakes, the higher water levels are actually an asset for pilots. Captain George Haynes with the Lakes Pilot Association says that's because there's less of a risk of running aground. And in Lake Erie, Haynes says the deeper water level is allowing freighters to load ships with more cargo than he's ever seen before.
There's more benefit, economic benefit, more efficiency for the freighters moving cargo. So it's good in that way.
Whether on Lake Erie or the St. Lawrence River, Haynes says all captains are proceeding with caution because of high currents and the risk of causing wakes that could cause damage along the shoreline. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.